Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 8, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
Arjamil had 10 sons. The youngest son, named Narayana, was a child begotten while Ajamil was very old. Because he was the youngest son, he was naturally very dear to his father and mother.
Tasya pravayaso putra dasa tishantu jo avama balo narayano namna pitrascha dhita vridam. So, a small child of very old man, because when the child, baby, is within 2-3 years, they are taken care of especially by the parents, and the youngest son. When the child is 2-3 years, naturally he is youngest. So, youngest is taken more care. Sreha, affection, is compared with oil. Sreha means oil. So affection is just like oil. Why? When you put oil in the ground, it will glide down where there is slow. So, generally the affection goes down to the youngest child. The particular point in this connection is pravayasa. Pravayasa means very old. Yes, you are 88 years old. So this child might be 3 years or 2 years, less than 3 years. That means when you are 85 or 86, he begot a child. This is the purpose, to point out. This is family life. He is going to die after 1 or 2 years, and still he is begetting child. Therefore this word is used, pravayasa. This is not proper life, that after the point of death one has to beget a child. This is animal life. Human life, maximum 50 years, that's all. After that, by force, panchasaddham vanam brajaya, give up this family life. And if you don't give up, then you remain and go on begetting children. Janamaitunadi-griha-medhi-sukham-mitucham. What is the happiness of this griha-medhi life, attached to family life? The only happiness is this sex, that's all. Otherwise there is no happiness. They are working day and night. Therefore, at the present moment, the tendency is to kill the child. Because to enjoy sex life means there must be pregnancy. But when there is pregnancy, either illicit or legal or illegal, the child bearing, the giving birth to the child, then taking care of it, then growing, raising, feeding him, education, so many troubles there is. But tippantani ha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. Kripana, those who are not brahmana. The brahmana means liberal. or advanced in knowledge. And Kripana means miser. So, the opposite word of Brahmana is Kripana. Kripana, because one who is liberal, he knows how to utilize this life. Therefore, he is called Brahmana, Brahmajana. This life is meant for knowing Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. That is Brahmana. Brahmajana Titi. And if somebody getting this human life, he does not become a Brahmana, then he remains Kripana, miser. Kripana means miser. You have got some millions of dollars, but you do not spend it. You keep it in the safe. And see daily, oh, I have got so much money. They are crippled. Why? You keep money. Utilize it. Distribute it for Krishna. That is Brahman. Why should you keep it? But the crippled, they do not know how to utilize the money. The money belongs to Krishna. Ishava samidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. That's a fact. Bhuktaram jagadavasam sarvalokam maheshwaram. So he is the proprietor. Somehow or other, just like in our society, somebody is entrusted with millions of dollars to spend. But that money is Krishna's money. It is not his money. Similarly, you take big society, the nation, the community, whatever money is there, that is Krishna's money. See, if we spend it properly, consciously, for Krishna consciousness movement, then it is properly utilized. Otherwise, he becomes a Kripana, miser. He got the opportunity to serve Krishna. Krishna gave him so much money, but he kept it without any use. That is called Kripana. So Brahmana and Brahmanas, I have already explained, the Brahmana's business is dana pratigraha. He will collect. Brahmana has the right to collect from his disciple, spiritual master. But he will distribute it, dana pratigraha. He will be also a man charitably disposed, spending that money for public welfare, for Krishna consciousness. So, Kripana. Kripana, this word is used. Kripana phalahetava. The Kripanas, they are simply trying to get some benefit. Another word is used. Janamaitunadigrihamedisukhammituchyam. Kanduhane nakarayu riva dukkha dukkham. Tripante neha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. Kanduteva manasija visayeta dhira. Dhira stata namahiyati. This word is used. Dhira. So if one is not dhira, adhira, agitated always, they will go on begetting children, one after another. They are up to the 89th year. Yoga, why? Tippante. They are not satisfied. Although to beget a child means so many troubles. if you are a responsible father. And those who are not responsible father and mother, they want to kill. This is the psychology of killing children nowadays. Because they know that this child, I have to take care so much, bahudukko bhajo. There are Dipan the very analytical study. Janamaitunadi Grihamedi Sukham Mitucham. This happiness of the Grihamedi, family attached man. Family you can utilize, Grihastha. If you have inconvenience to accept sannyas brahmachari life, remain in a household life. But the purpose is the same. To develop Krishna consciousness. If one is in the family life and is trying to advance in Krishna consciousness, he is called Grihastha, and his family life is called Grihastha Ashram. Just like Sannyas Ashram. Ashram means where there is activities, spiritual. That is called Ashram. So if you remain as grihastha, a family man, then no harm. But utilize for advancement of Krishna consciousness. Then you are grihastha. But if you do not know that, if you simply remain a family man for satisfying your senses and begetting children after the point of death, that is called grihamid. These two words. Apashtatamatatam griheshu grihamidina. So one should not be grihamid. One may become grihastha. That is the difference. So this man, Ajani, was not a grihastha because his beginning of life is that he gave up his married life. He was married, a nice wife, coming from respectable family, but he gave up that, and he was attached to a maid servant, and he gave up his real family life. He became a family man with this maid servant, and go on begetting children. That was his life. Therefore, this word is used particularly, tasya pravayasa. He was old enough, still he was begetting. But one who is Brahmana, he would not stay in family life more than 50th year. Panchasuddham bunam brajat. One must go to the forest. Forest means born. And therefore, one who goes to the forest, from the word born, it is born. Bana prastha, prastha man, one who has born. This is regulative life. One has to take leave from this family life and accept the bana prastha. Bana prastha means prior to accepting the renounced order of life. The husband and wife goes out of home and travels in many holy places to associate with holy man and take his instruction just to prepare for sannyas. So when one is fully equipped in knowledge, then he asks his wife to go to home to be taken care of by the elderly children, and he becomes a sannyasi. This is called varnasam dharma. This is real purpose of life. Four varnas, four classes of man, up to fourth class, not up to tenth class. And then spiritual life brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa. This institution is called varnasrama. Four varnas and four ashrams. So, when one is educated or trained by this varnasam institution, then his human life begins. Otherwise he is anything. One who does not take to this varnasam dharma, he remains in the animal life. That is the Vedic system. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Ramananda Raya, what is the aim of life? Ramananda Raya immediately replied that varnasrama charvata purushena parapumān viṣṇu ārādhate vaṁsa nānnatta tosukā. The real purpose of life, goal of life, is to satisfy Vishnu. Vishnu, Lord, the Supreme Lord, or Krishna. This is life. To become Krishna conscious, to know Krishna, and try to satisfy Him. That is life. So, to enter into this elevated life, fulfilling the desire or the aim of life is varnasrama. Varnasrama charvata purushena parapumān viṣṇu ārādhate. Viṣṇu ārādhate, that is required. How to become Krishna conscious or Vishnu conscious and to worship Him. So that begins with this varnasrama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knew that this is Kali Yuga. It is very, very difficult to engage people strictly in the varnasrama dharma. Actually, it is difficult. Who is going? If you open a varnasrama college, there will be no student. Because they will think, what is this nonsense, varnasrama? Let us learn technology, get good salaries and earn money. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, "Yo bhajya age kahoha." In this age, it is not possible. But not samra. So, age kaho, if you know something better than this, you say. So, in this way, Ramananda Raya recommended that karmatya, sannyas, so many stages. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on saying, "Iho vajjo age kaho." This is useless now, if you know better than something. So then, at last, not at last, in the middle, Ravananda Raya said that jnane priyasam dupasa namanta eva, namanta eva bhavadiya bhartam sthane sthita sutigata tanumang manovi. The purport is that all these processes recommended in the Shastra, varnasam dharma, acceptance of sannyas or other karma tyag, misra, karma misra jnana. There are so many things. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yo vach." But when he quoted one passage from Srimad Bhagavatam, quotation, that is the statement of Lord Brahma, jnane prayasam udapasa namantaya sanamakuritāṁ bhavadīyavārtā sthāne sthitā sutimatāṁ tanuvāṁ manovī je prāyasa jīta jitappasi taisthilakyāṁ. Our aim is, how to realize God, that is the aim. So there are so many different processes recommended in the Shastra, Varnasam Dharma, Karma Tya, Karma Sanya, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti. So all of them were rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he quoted this verse, what is this? Gyana Prayasam. People are trying to understand the absolute truth by speculation, according to one's knowledge. The so-called philosopher, theosophist, theologist, they are useless. You cannot speculate to understand the absolute truth. That is not possible. Therefore, Brahma recommends that one should give up this nonsense practice. It is not nonsense, but at the present moment, it has no use. The so-called theosophist and theologist or philosophers, they do not know, speculate. So, this sort of practice, jnana prayasana, endeavoring after knowledge, udapasana, give up. Jnana prayasana udapasana, then what is the prayasana? Namanta eva. Just become submissive. Don't think yourself as very great philosopher, theologist, scientist. Just be humble. My dear sir, just be humble. Namanta. Then what will be my business? All right, I shall become humble. Then how I shall make progress? Namanta eva saramukhritanga bhavudiyabharta. Just hear the message of God from home, saramukhritam, through the mouth of devotees, not professional, not gramophone, through the mouth, through the lips of real devotees. So, then next, I will have to become sannyas or yudhastha or what? No. Sane sthita. You remain wherever you are. Either you are a grihastha or a vanaprastha, or apart from that, either you are a medical man or engineer or politician or businessman or shopkeeper, something your position is there. So you remain in that sthane sthita. You remain in your position. Simply, you have to hear the message of Godhead, Krishna, through the realized saintly person. This recommendation. And if you go on speculating, you'll never be able to understand. Therefore, give up this practice. Jnani priyasam mudapasam. Namanta, be submissive. If you think, oh, I am so much advanced, I can speculate, why shall I go to a devotee and hear from him? No, you have to adopt this. Why? If you want to conquer the ajita, ajita means Krishna God. Nobody can conquer him, but you can conquer him. How? By this process. Remain your process. Remain in your situation, in your occupation, but try to hear from the realized soul. Very simple. So this process is a commandment. So, to realize God. Yadi, if somebody follows this process without mental speculation, and if he has got intelligence by hearing from the realized soul, he will realize everything. Krishna will also help him from within. Guru means Krishna without. And super soul means Krishna within. So Krishna is so kind that he is ready to help us from within and without. Both ways. We have to take advantage of this. So if we become devotee, thāne sthitā sutigatāṁ tanuvāṁ manobhi, and engage our body, mind, tanu. Tanu means body. Vāṁ means what? Tanuvāṁ manobhi. And mano means mind. We have got three things. Mind, this body, and words, vāṁ. So we can serve Krishna according to the direction of the śāstra. Śāstra, guru, satāṁ. Satāṁ means, one who acharya means, one who knows śāstra. He will not speak anything which is not in the śāstra. He will never say, in my opinion, you can do like this. No. He must give evidence from the śāstra. Therefore, our practice is, whenever we speak something, immediately we quote from authoritative śāstra. In this way, here it is said, tasya pravayasa putra dasa. So in his so-called grihamedhi life, that I am going to explain, grihamedhi life means darkness. He knows simply how to beget child, that's all. Up to the 85th year. He's going to die next moment. So he is fortunate that he named his son Narayan. This is God's grace. So the idea is that by God's grace, because in the beginning of his life he engaged himself to be Krishna conscious, and he was initiated, but later on. But the first assessment of his life, that helped him, that Krishna gave him the advice, all right, you keep your this youngest son's name Nara, because he will be naturally attached to this boy. And he'll call him, Narayan, please come here. Narayan, take your food. Narayan, take your drink. So you'll chant Narayan. All right. Thank you.